Yorkton, March 21, is designated by the United Nations, UN, as the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. It's a day observed all around the world to focus attention on the problems of racism and the need to promote racial harmony. The United Nations made this designation in 1966 to mark a tragic event that took place on March 21, 1960 in Sharpeville, South Africa, when 69 peaceful demonstrators were killed during a protest against apartheid, explained Lisa Washington, manager of Community, Culture and Heritage with the city at the regular meeting of Yorkton Council Monday. Canada was one of the first countries to support the UN initiative and launched its first annual campaign against racial discrimination in 1989. In Saskatchewan, this remains the day when we join with nations around the world to promote a society which is free from all forms of racism, said Washington. It is a situation which still requires work. Despite the passing of subsequent years since the Sharpeville tragedy, and dedicated efforts to end racism, many Saskatchewan citizens are still denied respect and opportunities. Racism continues to deny people equality and equity in important areas of their lives, including employment, education, housing, and public services, said Washington. Washington said it is important we all focus on making things better. We are one human family. These words occur in both the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Saskatchewan Human Rights Code. There is much diversity in this family, and from that diversity, we draw great strength. Remember, our provincial motto translates to, from many people's strength. Therefore, every person deserves equal consideration, she said. In the province, the Multicultural Council of Saskatchewan, MCUS, has been raising awareness of the benefits of cultural diversity and the dangers of racism since November 22, 1975. The MCUS is a provincial not-for-profit, non-governmental agency that works to ensure ethno-cultural survival, strengthen prominence and foster opportunities for cross-cultural interaction, said Washington. Locally, on March 21, at 7 p.m., Yorkton Film Festival is partnering with the city, the Yorkton Public Library and MCUS for a film screening of Reserve 107. This will be followed by a panel discussion with former Treaty Commissioner Mary Musqua Culbertson and local farmers Paula and Morley Mayer about the Treaty Land Sharing Network.